What's up, everyone? This is Dan from VGM Academy here. You can find me online at VGM Academy on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. I'm over on LinkedIn kicking around a little bit right now. There's a private Facebook group. If you go to VGM Academy, or sorry, if you go to facebook.com/groups/VGM Academy, you can join us there and join us on the Discord. VGMacademy.com/discord will give you the link to the server. All right, so I wanted to talk a little bit here quick about the biggest mistake I see people make when promoting, networking, and otherwise interacting with people on social media. And the biggest mistake, it comes in many forms, but the biggest mistake is being self-focused, being selfish and self-focused. And what I mean by that is you're only caring about you and what you want. And nobody likes that. And I can tell you from personal experience that nobody likes that, from choices I've made, promoting stuff on social media for VGM Academy and for myself personally, because I've done a lot of things right and I've done a few things wrong too. But I can also tell you just I'm an extensive student of social media. And I can tell you with full confidence that if you go out there and you're just spamming out to the world what you want, look at me, listen to me, hire me, no one's going to give a shit. And the reason they don't give a shit is because what are you bringing to the table? It's like the classic like teenage boy move of trying to close the deal without putting in the time and the work and the relationship. You know what I mean? Like, you can't go out on a date and then propose on the first date. That doesn't make any sense because you haven't built a relationship. And online is no different. Online is social media. Social media. It is relationship building. And if all you do is show up to a physical party, like someone's birthday party or, you know, a party at work or whatever, you show up to like a normal party and all you do is go around and tell people to hire you and ask people to listen to what you're doing or listen to what you're saying, no one's going to like you. But if you're actively engaging and listening in on conversations, if you're listening to what other people are saying, absorbing and interacting and talking back to them about what they're saying and what is interesting to them, they're going to say, hey, that guy or gal's kind of, you know, they're good people, you know. We had a good conversation. And that's what you want. And you want to make that happen a lot of times over a long period of time to build relationships. You have good conversations with people, they're going to feel like your friend because they're kind of becoming your friend. And then when an opportunity comes up for you to promote something or when an opportunity comes up on their end and they need someone like you, you're much more likely to come to mind and they're going to be much more comfortable with the idea of bringing you into the fold because they know, like, and trust you. But if you're going out on Twitter and you're saying, here's my album, here's my album, here's my album, here's my album, I'm free for hire, I'm free for hire, I'm available to hire, I'm available to hire, no one's going to hire you, and probably no one's going to buy your album either. What you need to do first is you need to build up, like, fans, and you need to build up a following of people who care first. And that takes time, and it takes effort, and it takes a lot of work. And once you do that, then you can do the occasional ask. There's a great book that came out probably almost a decade ago, called Jab, 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 Right Hook by an entrepreneur named Gary Vaynerchuk. And in that book, he talks about basically he kind of uses the boxing analogy of you give, you give, you give, you give, and then occasionally you ask. So if you're not doing a lot of giving, you haven't earned the right to ask, and the response to you asking for things is going to be reflective of what kind of community you've built around yourself and what kind of relationships you've built around yourself. So let me give you some ways that this kind of plays out so you can identify, that sounds like me, I should knock that off. If you get someone, or if someone, if you or someone you know has ever done this, then I'm sure you're going to know, you're going to say, that's exactly what you're talking about. I sometimes will get direct messages on Instagram from people saying, hey, we would love it if you promoted my album. I'd love it if you checked out my album. Check it out. Okay. that's great and all, but I've never met you before in my life. I've never heard of you. I've never seen you interact with any of my content. You are a complete stranger to me. I have almost no chance that I'm going to check out your content because I'm just not interested. I actually had a group reach out to me, and I was familiar with this performing group, VGM performing group, and I was kind of familiar with, like, I had heard them once at PAX East, I think, so I knew of them, but I'd never interacted with anyone in the group, and that was years ago. I had never seen them engage with any of my stuff on social media. I get a direct message the other day: "Hi, we just came out with this album. We'd love for you to promote it. Here's the link." And it's like, okay, you're asking me for something as a stranger. I've never met you, and you're already asking me to go out of my way to do a favor for you. It's just very unlikely that that's going to happen. Now, I'm not saying that that's never going to happen, and the game audio community is one that is very generous in, with their time and their attention. But, you know, when you're looking at, you know, most other industries, and you're looking at most people in general, it's just a very low percentage success rate for, you know, that working. So don't do that. If someone doesn't know who you are and you're leading by asking them a favor, think about why they would do that. Okay? Now, a flip side of that is, I've had people message me or email me who I've never heard of, but they said, "Hey, I would really like to write an article for your blog. I'm a composer. I'm working on this project, but I wrote this post for you, and I thought it'd be really interesting to your audience. I'd love it if you shared it on your blog, and hope you like it." Now, that is like kind of asking for the same thing, but it's also kind of doing something for me, right? I've got a website, vgmacademy.com, that has a blog built into it, and I need content, and I want educational and valuable content for my audience, and someone who's put in the thought to think, what kind of content would he want for his audience? What would be helpful to his audience? If they create a piece of content like that and then share it with me and send it to me, I mean, that's kind of doing me a favor. And could it be a mutual favor where, like, by putting that content out there and then promoting this person and giving them some social media visibility or whatever, or giving them a little bit of street cred for having appeared on the blog? Yeah, sure. But they've done me a favor already, and I've never met them. That's awesome. That's a great place to be. It's a much more likely scenario to get something out of an idea. It's also a great way to kickstart a relationship by doing something that helps someone else do their job. Direct messaging people, it's a great strategy, but just don't lead with what you want. Social media, it's a great strategy to share things you're working on, but don't like spam and only do that. If that's the only thing you're doing, it's not going to work. You need to do other things. You need to provide value. You need to be interesting. Hopefully you're entertaining. You know, all those good things that hopefully are maybe a part of your personality. Sharing content, sharing behind-the-scenes stuff, like all those things. And then if you're occasionally asking for support, then you're going to be much more likely to get it. If you've built up personal relationships with people that you've been meeting at conventions over a couple of years, and then, you know, finally you put out an album, they're going to be like, "Oh, yeah, like we've shared a beer a couple of times. That guy's a good guy. I'm going to check out his album." And then if they listen to it, maybe they'll buy it, okay? But if they can't, if they don't know you from Adam, then, why would they listen to your album? You know what I mean? So there you have it. I hope this was helpful. Don't be selfish. Don't be self-focused. Give, give, give. Create value. Build community around yourself. Build relationships with people online. And then do the occasional ask. All right? Do the occasional ask. But you can't do the occasional ask if the only thing you're doing is asking and just blasting out that you need work, which, by the way, sounds desperate. So there's my advice. for avoiding the biggest mistake on social media that I see. Hopefully this has helped some of you. If it has, shoot me a DM or tag me and just let me know if you've got a takeaway from this. You can hit me up on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at VGM Academy. You can join our private Facebook group, again, by going to, I think it's facebook.com/groups/VGM Academy. And you can hit us up on the Discord server and say hi. If you go to VGMacademy.com/Discord, it'll bounce you over to the link. Thanks a lot, everyone, and have a good one.